我们感谢主，让我们能够再一次聚在他的面前。
We thank the Lord that we can once again gather before Him.
我们还是读一点的圣经节。
We'll read some scripture.
我们先读诗篇的84篇。
Psalm 84.
第五到第七节。
Verses 5 to 7.
靠你有力量，心中向往锡安大道的，这人变为有福。他们经过流泪谷，叫这谷变为泉源之地，并有秋雨之福盖满了全谷。他们行走力上加力，个人到锡安朝见神。
Blessed is the man whose strength is in you, whose heart is set on pilgrimage. As they pass through the valley of Baca, they made it a spring. The rain also covers it with pools.They go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion.
诗篇四十八篇第一、第二节。
Psalm 48 verses 1 and 2.
耶和华本为大，在我们神的城中，在他的圣山上该受大赞美。锡安山大君王的城，在北边居高华美，为全地所喜悦。
Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in his holy mountain, beautiful in elevation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king.
我们再翻到希伯来书
Hebrews
第三章第一节的前一半
chapter 3 verse 1 the first half.
同门天召的圣洁弟兄啊
Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
这是对我们说的，同门天召的圣洁弟兄啊。
This is spoken to us, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling.
十二章，希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter
12. 十八、十九。
Verses 18 to 19.
你们原不是来到那能摸的山，此山有火焰、密云、黑暗、暴风。脚声和说话的声音，那些听见这声音的，都求不要再向他们说话。
For you have not come to the mountain that may be touched and that burned with fire, and to blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet and the voice of words, so that those who heard it begged that the word should not be spoken to them anymore.
然后二十二节到二十四节。
22 to 24.
你们乃是来到锡安山，永生神的城邑，就是天上的锡安山。那里有千万的天使，有名录在天上诸长子之会所共聚的总会，有审判众人的神和被成全之义人的灵魂，并新约的中保耶稣以及所洒的血。我们就到这个。
But you have come to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn who are registered in heaven, to God the judge of all, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to Jesus the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaks better things than that of Abel.
Yeah, 我今天想跟大家交通心中向往锡安大道的人。
I want to share brothers and sisters on in whose heart one whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
Yeah, 这是我们夏令会孙弟兄跟我们交通的信息。
This is the message that our brother son shared with us during the retreat.
他跟我们交通到神啊，你的居所何等可爱。
He shared with us how lovely are the tabernacles.
他说愿我们都是成为人心中向往锡安大道的人。
That we are ones whose heart are set on the pilgrimage.
就是今年从年初然后许多的事情发生。
From the beginning of the year, many things have happened.
Yeah, 到现在还是这个心中向往锡安大道的人这件事情还一直在我的心中。
Even until now, this matter, one whose heart is set on pilgrimage, this continues to be in my heart.
Yeah, 自从我们年初的时候，我们弟兄得病。
From the beginning of the year, when our brother gotten sick.
然后去纽约医治。
And to get some treatment in New York.
然后后来有夏令会的信息。
And the messages At the retreat.
然后有西安聚会的信息。
And the messages, at WCCC.
好像心中向往西安大道这件事啊，实在也帮助了我。
And this matter of one whose heart is set on pilgrimage, this also helped me.
他重新把我带到神的面前。
And once again, bring me before God.
也重新摆正和坚定我在前面跟随主的路。
I'm also set straight, my path, to pursue the Lord.
所以今天想跟弟兄姊妹交通，就是我们是一群心中向往西安大道的人吗？
I want to share, brothers and sisters, are we ones, whose heart is set on pilgrimage?
我们愿意走在西安大道吗？
Are we willing to walk on the highways to Zion?
我们知道我们不信主的时候，我们都是走自己的路。
I know that before we believe in the Lord, we walk on our own way.
因为我们没有神。
Because we do not have God.
什么对我有益的，我就走。
I walk on the path that is beneficial to me.
对，今天我们信了主。
But today we believe in the Lord.
我们受了浸。
We have been baptized.
我们知道我们是一群新造的人。
We know that we are a new creation.
我们是与世界分别的人。
We have been set apart from this world.
我们都有一个心智说，主，我要走跟随你的路。
That our heart is set to follow the Lord.
这实在是一件蒙福的事，是一件荣耀的事。
This is indeed a blessed thing, a glorious thing.
但是我们也要想。
But we have to ponder.
就是我们聚在一起。
We are gathering here together.
怎样的才是一个真正讨神喜悦的生活？
How can we be, how can we live, you know, a living that is indeed pleasing to the Lord?
叫我们真的摸着神，而且这一生不会徒然奔跑。
That we truly touch the Lord, that this life we will not run and labor in vain.
其实我们在外面看
And on the outside,
好像就是一群人因着信主就聚在这里
Outwardly, it's like a group of people, believe in the Lord and we gather together.
有各样的聚会
And we have many meetings.
也有查经
We have Bible study.
有讲道
We have the messages.
有传福音
We preach the gospel.
有祷告。
We pray.
这是我们在外面看起来的。
Outwardly is all these things.
但是我们要问，我们里面的应该是怎样的才是一个对的光景
？But inwardly, what is the right condition?
我有时候在想，我们很少有人，不多情况下，我们真的静下心来说，主啊，你要我们是怎样的一群人？
I believe that there are very few, you know, truly that we, few times that we actually would quiet our hearts to ponder that Lord, what do you want us to be?
我们有许多的聚会。
We have so many meetings.
但是我没有静下心来想自己到神面前去寻求要思想。
But have we come to the Lord to seek to ponder on this?
神到底要我们是怎样的一群人
？That what God wants us to be.
诗篇在这里说，我们在神的心中，神所要的是有一群人心中向往西安大道的。
In Psalm, it tells us here that God is looking for people whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
一个人能够向往西安大道，这是一件宝贵的事。
It is precious when one has his heart set on pilgrimage.
因为我们知道西安是代表神的居所。
When in his heart the highwaysHas this highways to Zion because Zion represents God's dwelling.
就是神所在的地方。
It is where God dwells.
也是他旨意的中心。
It is the center of His will.
神在这里有个应许说，有一天你可以来到锡安山。
Here God has promised us that one day we will be able to come to the Mount of Zion.
地上的一切都会过去，只有锡安山是稳定不动的。
And all the things of this world will pass away, but only the Mount Zion remains.
我在想，可能跟弟兄姊妹一样，在下面会听到这个心中向往锡安大道，里面就会好像要起来。
And like brothers and sisters, you know, when we listen to the messages in retreat about the hearts with highways to Zion, then we are in our hearts, we seem to be we have this feeling.
但是我在想，一点点的情感上的感动是不够的。
But this feeling, this emotion, you know, just a little bit, it's not enough.
仅仅有一点心愿也是不够的。
If you just have that, you know, desire that, like,
无 will.
It's not that a will is not enough.
Yeah, 因为在原文里面，他是说这一群人他们的心已经设定好了，就是走这条路。
But here in the original text, what it is trying to say is that their heart is set, is only on this way.
就是人的心中装的不是仅仅是情感，有时候我们说哦。我也想，那更多的是在情感里面。
Many times in our hearts, you know, we said, you know, we think to do, you know, we want, you know, it's like it's more in our feelings.
就是人心中真正装的，其实都是他认为的宝贝。
But it, truly, in a man's heart, what is in the heart is what he holds precious.
所以一个人心中到底装的是什么
？So in man's heart, what is in there?
你看我们平常所交谈的所专心的事情就知道我们心中真的装的是什么。
When we look at what we are talking about, what we're thinking about, then we know what our heart can, you know, has.
它不是只在嘴中说。
It's not only, in your words.
不只是在聚会中交通说。
It's not, you know, what your words during the meeting you're sharing.
我们要看一个人他的私下里他到底想什么他关注什么。
We have to look at a person, you know, what is he truly thinking?
他在忙什么
？What is he busy with?
这里神所要我们这一群人是心中真正向往锡安大道的。
What God wants here is whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
不管是在是人前还是人后。
No matter before man or not in the sight of man.
在聚会当中还是回家了。
During meetings or at home.
和弟兄们在一起还是不和弟兄姊妹在一起。
When you are with brothers and sisters or you are by yourself.
心中有锡安大道的人。
Those whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
西安大道这件事情就支配了他整个的生活。
And this triumph of Zion, this pilgrimage, determines his entire life.
在这个人的生活中，你发现他是自然的。
In his life, it's very natural.
他是从心中就是乐意要这样做的。
From his heart, he's willing to do it.
所以这是神所要得着的一个。
This is what the Lord wants.
我们知道西安大道。
We know, the highways to Zion.
因为是走向朝着神的旨意而去的。
It's going towards the will of God.
所以这是一个属天的呼召，也是一个向上的呼召。
It's a heavenly calling and upward calling.
在圣经中有一个图画给我们看到这一个走锡安大道的人他是怎样一个人。
In the Bible, there is a picture that shows to us, what kind of person, is, that heart is set on pilgrimage.
我们来看一下希伯来书第十一章。
We'll look at Hebrews, 11.
其实这次锡安聚会，有很多弟兄姊妹们，弟兄们都，交通了这一段的圣经。
Brothers have shared on this at WCCC.
十一章的第八到第十节。
Chapter 11, verse 8 to 10.
这里是讲到亚伯拉罕的故事。
It speaks of Abraham's story.
也是他的一生。
His whole life.
因为亚伯拉罕是信心之父。
This is the father of faith.
所以他所走的路也是我们的榜样。
The way that he walked also our example.
我们来一起读啊。
Let's read it.
第八到第十节。
8 to 10.
他说亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地做客好像在异地居住帐篷与那同门一个应许的以撒雅各一样。因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。
By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, and heirs with him of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
13到16的上半
13 to the first half of 16
这些人都是存着信心死的并没有得着所应许的却从远处望见且欢喜迎接又承认自己在世上是客旅的是寄居的说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡他们若想念所离开的家乡还可以还有可以回去的机会 他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。
These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them, embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For those who say such things declare plainly that they seek a homeland. And truly, if they had called to mind that country from which they had come out, they would have had opportunity to return. But now they desire a better, that is, a heavenly country.
如果这是亚伯拉罕的一生，
If this is the life of Abraham,
这也是神要我们在我们这群人身上也看到的一个景象。
This is also what the Lord wants to see in us.
我每一次读到这一段的时候，
Every time I come to this passage,
我会问自己，
I will ask myself,
我的生活是怎样的？
What is my life like?
我的感觉是怎样的？
How do I feel?
是不是亚伯拉罕这神给我们看这个图像正好是我现在的感觉
The Lord shows us this picture. Is this how I feel right now?
或者还是这个好像对我很陌生
Or is this very, very far from me?
我不知道是要这样的
I don't know it has to be like this.
或者听到这个感觉我不想这样的
Or I hear this and I say, oh, I don't want to be like that.
什么时候那个感觉跟这个不一样的时候
Whenever how we feel is different from this,
这正是我们需要来到主面前的时候。
This is when we need to come before the Lord.
我们需要主来光照我们。
We need the Lord to shine His light on us.
这里他有几个点。
Here there are a few points.
就是亚伯拉罕在向往锡安大道这件事上。
Abraham in this matter of heart set on pilgrimage.
他是一个蒙召的人。
He's been called.
不是他自己想出来要去迦南地。
Not that he wants to come out to go to the land of Canaan.
他是蒙了神的一个呼召。
But the Lord called him.
他就遵命出去了。
He obeyed and he went forth.
他没有想太多。
He didn't think much.
是因为这位神是他的神。
Because this God is his God.
这位主是他的主。
This Lord is his Lord.
所以他的一生是被这位主所要的。所掌管了。
So his entire life is being controlled by what the Lord wants.
他出去的时候并不知道要往哪里去。
When he went out, he didn't know where, you know, not knowing where he was going.
他到那个地方去。
So he went there.
他说他在那个地方是一个做客的人。
He said that he's a stranger and a pilgrim there.
他住在帐篷里。
He lived in tents.
是没有一个固定的地方。
It's not a permanent place.
他住在帐篷里在做什么呢？
What did he do in the tents?
他在等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
He was there waiting for the city which has foundations.
这件事啊，他在等候神所经营所建造的那座城。
This matter of him waiting for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
这里我想点出两件事。
I want to point out two things.
第一个就是神所经营所建造的这座城。
It's this city that has foundation that God is a builder and maker.
我们常常会想这座城市我就是慢慢等慢慢等那座城已经建好了就帮我搬进去了。
Oftentimes we have this thought that, you know, we are here waiting and then, you know, it's being made, it's being built and then when it's done,Completed, I'll just move in.
好像神父亲，我们的天父在那里做那件事，我们就在地上生活。
It's like, you know, our Father is working on this matter, and then we are just living on this earth.
他说，神所经营所建，就是神今天就在经营，就在建造的。
So he said, whose builder and maker is God, and God is building right now, and God is making it right now.
所以今天神在我们身上正在做的事情，正在发生的事情，就是神正在建造那座城。
So today God is working in our lives, all things that are happening, God is building and making that city.
他说他等候那座有根基的城。
Abraham waited for the city which has foundations.
他不是就在那里等着，就是好像等着那一天的一个时刻的到来，他就进去了。
He's not, when he waited there, he's not just waiting for that moment that it's done and then he just moved in there.
他我们知道亚伯拉罕的故事。
We know the story of Abraham.
他到了迦南地。
He went to Canaan.
他走过很多地方。
He had been to many places.
他也经历出很多的事情。
He experienced many things.
主也在他身上一直的工作。
And the Lord continues to work in him.
所以他在那个帐篷里过等候的生活的时候
So when he's in the tent, they're living a life of waiting.
他是积极的让主在他身上工作
He's actively letting the Lord work in his life.
他身上有许多神需要工作的
There are many things in his, on him that the Lord needs to work.
神要得着他
The Lord wants to gain him.
神要用他工作
God wants to use him to work.
所以这里的等候
So this waiting here
是他在神的手中与神一同工。
It's Abraham in the hands of God. Together, they work together.
当时间到了的时候
And when the time comes,
神在他百姓中历世历代所做的工作那一天就会显在地上。
When the time is up, what the Lord has been working among his people, that day will be revealed on this earth.
所以这个经营和建造不是等到我们将来才知道的一件事情。
So this building, this making is not until that day that we know.
这个等候也不是说我没事做的一个等候。
This waiting is not like I don't have to do anything.
所以我们今天就是一群心中向往西安大道的人。
That today, we are ones whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
我们不光是心向往，我们的脚也走在其中的人。
Not only our heart is set on it, but our feet, we walk on it.
而且他这里说
And here it says,
他在地上不是他永远的家。
That this earth is not his home.
天上才是他永远的家。
That he has a heavenly home.
弟兄姊妹们
Brothers and sisters,
我们真的从心中在想
Can we truly from our heart?
天上的那个家乡是我的家乡。
That heavenly home is my home.
还是我更留恋这个家乡。
Or do I think want more of this home?
我有时候
Do I want more of this home that's here on earth?
亚伯拉罕能够走这个锡安大道。
I've been pondering for Abraham to be able to walk on the highways to Zion.
我们从这段圣经中我们看到就是两个点。
There are two points here.
因着神的话，神的引导。
Because of God's word and His leading.
因着人的相信，人的跟随。
Because of man's faith and also following.
他就成了一个走在锡安大道上的人。
He become one whose heart is set on pilgrimage.
所以我们今天也一样的。
And today we are the same.
我们今天能够走在锡安道上，是因为神有他的话。带领我们。
We can walk on the highways to Zion because the Lord's word leads us.
也因着我们有一颗心，我们愿意跟随他。
And because our heart is, we are set to follow him.
所以神今天要带我们走这个锡安大道。
So the Lord is leading us, on this highways to Zion.
我有时候过了一段时间，我就有一种感觉。
Every time, after a little while, I feel this way.
我们眼目看到地上的事看得太多了。
We, our eyes are on the things of this earth for a very long time.
我们也关心的太多了。
We care too much of the things of this world.
所以慢慢的天上的事情好像都不在我的视野的里面。
That the very soon all these the heavenly things are not within our view.
我觉得我们信主久一点的人更有这种感觉。
And when you believe in the Lord for longer, then you feel even more.
所以今天愿神的话提醒我们，我们不要忘记我们的身份和地位。
May the word of the Lord encourages us that we do not forget, who we are.
我们信主的人到底是怎样一批人呢
？Who are we, who believe in the Lord?
这个认识哈，你怎样的认识就决定你怎样的生活。
This knowing, this knowledge of it, determines how you live.
如果我们用属地属人的眼光来认识我们自己的话
，If we use the earthly and what that of man to know ourselves,
我们只能过一个属地的生活。
Then we can only live a life that's of this earth, this world.
但如果我们用属神的眼光看我们的话
，But if we have the viewpoint of God.
我们就能过一个属天的生活。
Then we can live a heavenly life.
我们虽然是在地上生活。
Even though we are living on this earth.
但我们是属天的。
But we are heavenly people.
这个属天是有个根据的。
And this, has a...
有一个 foundation.
It has a foundation.
因为我们的主是属天的。
Because our Lord is heavenly.
我们知道在约翰福音他启示的就是主是神子。
Because in the Gospel according to John, it reveals to us that Jesus is the Son of God.
他说, 太初有道, 道与神同在,
it says there, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
他说,
he said that the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
但主耶稣常常对接触他的人说,
and oftentimes our Lord Jesus would speak to those who are around him.
他说我是从上头来的, 你们是从下头来的,
I'm from above and you're here.
我是属我, 你们是属世界的, 我不属这世界的,
he said that you are from beneath and I'm from above. And you are of this world and I am not of this world.
他也对尼哥底母说,
he also spoke to Nicodemus.
除了那从天上来降下来又升在天上的,
only the one who has who come down and go back up, no one has been up to heaven.
主是属天的,
so the Lord, he is of, he's heavenly.
今天主救了我们,
today he has saved us.
我们信了主,
and we have believed in him.
不仅仅是有一个, 知识上的, 我的认同, 有一位神, 有一位主,
it's not in knowledge that, you know, I agree that, you know, there is a God, there is a Lord.
也不是说我有一两次的祷告,
and it's not, you know, I prayed a couple times and, you know, my prayers have been answered.
还有我们不是说只有好像人生我原先是没有依靠的,
and it's not that, you know, previously I do not have someone to lean on, now I have the Lord to lean on.
这里面有个更重要的事情,
there is an important matter here,
就是我们得到一个属天的生命, 我们是属天的,
that we have received a heavenly life, we are heavenly people.
约翰福音第三章第六节他说,
in John chapter 3 verse 6,
他说从肉生生的就是肉身, 从灵生的就是灵,
who is born of spirit is spirit, and born of the flesh is flesh.
所以我们信主是得到一个新的生命,
so when we believe in the Lord, we have received a new life.
我们的出生是在天上的,
and we are born of heaven.
我们再读两节的圣经,
we'll read two more passages.
我们读腓立比书第三章,
in Philippians chapter 3.
3:20.
Verse 20.
我们却是天上的国民, 并且等候救主, 就是主耶稣基督, 从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再读哥罗西书第三章第一到第三节,
Colossians chapter 3 verses 1-3.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活, 就当求上面的事, 那里有基督坐在神的右边。 你们要思念上面的事, 不要思念地上的事, 因为你们已经死了, 你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God.
所以这里圣经很清楚地告诉我们,
so the Bible clearly tells us,
我们信主重生的人,
we who believe in the Lord and been born again,
我们换了一个国,
we have changed a kingdom.
我们有不同的国籍,
we have a different citizenship.
我们是天上的国民,
we are citizens in the heaven.
我们的生命和生活也不一样,
and our life and our living is different.
我们不再是思念地上的事, 而是上面的事,
that our mind is no longer set on things on earth, but on things above.
这不是一个律法的要求,
this is not a requirement of the law.
这是一个生命里面给我们的一个表现,
and this is what is expressed out in the life.
所以我们的源头是从天上的,
and our origin is up, it's in the heavens.
我们的结局就不会是在地上,
our end will not be on this earth.
我们常常听到一句话叫叶落归根,
we often hear this phrase, you know, the leaves will fall and return to your roots.
因为叶子是长在这个树上的,
because the leaves, they grow on the trees.
它死了就掉在了树根底下,
when it dies, it will fall to the roots.
就当 世人不信主的时候
and when people who do not believe,
因为他没有神
they do not have God,
这世上没有永远的盼望
there is no eternal hope in this world.
当人死的时候
When men die,
许多的人愿意死在自己的故乡
Many would prefer to die in their own homeland.
因为那里有他留念的地方
Because there are places that they still love.
进的只有坟墓
And they only enter into the grave.
没有更多的
There is no more.
但我们这群人不一样
But we are different.
我觉得有位弟兄说
A brother has said,
许多的树都是长在地上往上长。
Many trees, they grow, their roots, you know, are on the ground and they grow upwards.
但我们基督徒是不一样的一群人。
But Christians, we are different.
我们的这棵树，树根是在天上，是往下长。
This tree, its roots, it's in the heavens, it grows downwards.
因为我们是属主的。
Because we belong to the Lord.
我们不能忘记我们的身份和地位。
We cannot forget who we are.
有一天我们要去的地方。
And where we are going.
我有一次就跟孩子一起读书，读到是关于三文鱼的故事。
One time I read a story of the salmon fish with my child.
我吃三文鱼吃很多，但是三文鱼。其实是那次读那本书才有点感觉。
I've had a lot of salmon, but that was the first time I was reading that book.
三文鱼是鱼的一种，但是它跟其他的鱼都不一样。
Salmon is a fish, but it's different from other fish.
它出生之后。
After it's born.
它往下游。
It will go downstream.
它会经过大海。
It will go to the sea.
是到海洋里面
into the ocean.
他一生走过都有可能是3000 mile 或者是5000 mile 的一生
The whole life of a salmon is about 3000 or 5000 miles.
但是有一件事他不忘记的
But there is one thing that a salmon doesn't forget.
他要找他原初之地他的家
It wants to look for its home.
就是在他里面有一个家的感觉
There is this feeling of the home.
如果你读三文鱼的故事
If you read there's, the story of the salmon,
当他回归要找他的家的时候
When it's returning to look for its home,
他们会遇到很多的危险
It'll come across many dangers.
他要游过很急的流
Fast current,
他们的鳞都脱落了
And they lose their scales.
它往上跳的时候碰到许多的石头
When it's trying to fly, it hits the rocks.
受伤了
It was, been hurt.
失败了
It failed.
但它仍然还是要往上游
But it keeps swimming upwards.
中间会碰到有些人就在那里要抓鱼碰到渔夫
It keeps swimming upstream and you know, they would also meet fishermen.
会碰到熊在那里等他们
And bears are waiting for them.
但是他们常常遍体鳞伤
They oftentimes hurt on all sides.
也有看到许多的同伴就死在这个归家的路上。
And they see many of their companions died swimming heading upstream.
但是他一点都不停止。
But it doesn't stop there.
他尽他最后的那个力量都要往前走。
With the very last of its strength, it continues upstream.
直到他回到他的家。
Until it reaches home.
他就安息了。
And he can rest there.
所以三文鱼之所以是三文鱼
for a salmon to be a salmon
因为它里面有个生命就是要回到它的原处
because there is a life in there life of a salmon it wants to return home
主今天给我们是一个属天的生命
the Lord gives to us today a heavenly life
我们有没有想念我们天上的家乡
do we think of our heavenly home
我们感谢主
we thank the Lord
是他给我们这个属天的盼望。
He gives us this heavenly hope.
所以当主耶稣最后一天晚上要离开跟门徒有长谈的时候
When our Lord Jesus at the conversation with his disciples at the last supper.
我们读一下好了
Let's read together.
约翰福音第十四章的第一到第三节。
John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3.
十四章一到
Chapter 14, verses 1 to 3.
你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我，在我父的家里有许多住处，若是没有，我就早告诉你们了。我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
主耶稣知道门徒当主升天之后门徒会遇到的事情。
The Lord Jesus knew what his disciples, the disciples will come across, after he has ascended.
所以他安慰他们。
So he comforted them.
你们跟随我。
You follow me.
要知道我有一天会再来。
Know that I will return one day.
我要接你到我所为你们预备的地方。
And I will receive you, to the place, that I prepared for you.
那就是那天上的家乡。
And that heavenly home.
所以不管我们在地上是怎样的一个光景
So no matter the condition on this earth that we are in
那我们不要忘记我们的家乡是在天上
Do not forget that our home is in heaven
我们的身体可能会衰老
And our body may grow old
我们也可能在许多的疾病当中
We may be in sicknesses
好身体在毁坏
That the body is corrupting
但主我们有一天要见我们的主
But one day we will meet our Lord.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
我们的盼望不是在地上，也不是在今天。
Our hope is not on this earth, and it is not on today.
我们的盼望是在见主的那一天。
Our hope is on the day that we meet our Lord.
我觉得这件事情对我一直是一个没有解决的问题。
This matter has not, to me, it hasn't been dealt with.
好像许多前面的弟兄们都一直说，就是我们要看重将来的。
Brothers before us kept telling us, you know, we have to look at what is before us in the future.
但如果我们这件事情不放过的话。主一定会借着环境要让我们明白。
If we are not being dealt with in this matter, the Lord will use circumstances to help us understand.
就是我们在传福音的时候，常常会引到朋友们要想到将来死后的事情。
Oftentimes when we are preaching the gospel, we let friends to think about the future.
其实我们有许多时候，我们传福音的人。神的儿女其实也没有好好想这个问题。
Oftentimes, children of God, even we are preaching the gospel, we haven't really truly pondered on this matter.
但主要帮助我们，我们要认真对待这个问题。
The Lord will teach us, that you help us to be serious about this matter.
在疫情以来，
since the pandemic,
我们听说也接触到身边有许多的人。
We have come across and we have also heard of many people
得了病
they are sick
然后过世了
and they died
其中有我们很亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
there are brothers and sisters who are dear to us
我们的长辈们
our elders
我们的家人
our family
今天这么多事情发生
and many things are happening today
主是有话要告诉我们
the Lord has word for us
也当我们 Andrew 弟兄还在纽约去看病的时候
When our brother Andrew was getting treatment in New York
那一段时间要开刀
He had to have surgery
所以弟兄姊妹也一直挂念也一直为他祷告
Brothers and sisters have been thinking about him and praying for him
有一天周六开车回去的时候在路上
On a Saturday night when I was driving home
我也想到我们的弟兄
I thought about our brother
我想到可能在那个手术室里
that he would be in the operation room
在那个手术床上
on the table
他自觉可能都没有了
and he would not have feel anything because he's under anesthesia
好像弟兄正在生死之间
that he's in that life or death
联想到弟兄前面服侍主和带领我们的时候。
And also thought about the days when our brother led us, when he served the Lord.
他的一生。
His life.
但是我里面好像在这样想的时候，在这样，好像我好像也被带到那个生死之间。
When I was pondering on this matter, I was brought to think about this life and death.
好像主好像提醒我。
Like the Lord is reminding me.
好像我们对我就是好像一件事情的事情，好像就是这个病得不得医。
And the Lord is reminding me, you know, this is just like something, you know, that it's like whether the sickness is getting treated, you know, healed or not.
但有一个很重要的事情你没有解决。
But there's one thing that you didn't deal with.
生与死。
Life and death.
今生和有一天见主这件事在你怎么看？
This life and the day when you meet the Lord, how do you look at this?
如果我没有真正认真想这件事的时候，
If I do not seriously ponder on this,
今生的事会让我们里面很焦虑。
The things of this life will cause us to have anxiety.
当我这样想的时候，
When I was thinking,
里面一个感觉就是，当我们来到主的光中看，
And I feel like when we come under the light of our Lord,
我们自己没办法想今生和将来应该怎样想，我就安息的。
We are not able to just find rest ourselves by thinking about this life and the future.
但是我们来到主的光中。
But when we come before the Lord, His light.
主不是早就告诉我们，我们的盼望不在今天吗？
Didn't the Lord already told us that our hope is not in today?
农夫是春天播种，秋天收割。
The farmers, they sowed seeds, in the spring, and they harvest in the fall.
我们今生其实就是一个播种的时候。
In this life, we sow seeds.
我们死后是收割的时候。
We reap, we harvest, when we die.
春天过去，秋天一定会来的。
When spring, leaves, fall will come.
所以你今天播种了什么，你死后收割的也是什么。
What you sow today, you'll reap.When you die,
你只有这一个播种的季节。
You have only this one season to sow the seed.
就像诗歌说，只有这一生。
Just like the song says, only this life.
主要我们在这一生好好的认识他。
The Lord wants us to know Him in this life.
好好的在他所经营、所建造的事上善心。
To be serious in the matter that He is building.
我们不用怕将来的。
Do not be afraid of the future.
希望我们的眼光不是只停留在今天的地上的生活。
May our eyes are not on the living of this life.
我们将来的盼望到底在哪里呢？
Where is our hope in the future?
你有开始准备吗？
Have you start preparing?
我觉得我们在地上有很多的事在忙。
I feel that we have many things that keep us busy here on earth.
但我觉得这个问题
But this question,
比其他的东西都要重要，我们需要思想。
It's more important than anything else. We need to come and ponder.
我的心是不是向往西安大道的？
Is my heart set on pilgrimage?
因为这件事会影响你现在在地上所忙的事。
Because it affects what you are busy with.
是不是真的在神的旨意的里面？
Is it in the will of God?
因为只有你跟神的旨意相连的时候，
It's only when you are joined together with God's will.
你这样的生活服事才是蒙神悦纳的。
Then only as you're living and you're serving pleasing to the Lord.
不管我们是在哪一个年龄的，
No matter what age group we are in.
年轻人 youth.
The youth.
青年人
The young adult.
青年家庭
The young families.
中年老年
The middle age and the older ones.
愿我们都来思想这个问题。
That we all come and ponder on this.
我今天在地上，我是不是定下一个心志，我要向着西安大道往前走？
Now here, right now, am I setting my heart to go on the highways of to Zion?
其实主在帮助我们。
The Lord is helping us.
我们知道现在周遭发生很多的事情。
Many things are happening around us.
自从疫情以来。
since the pandemic.
这件事不是简单的一件事情。
It's not a simple matter.
我记得弟兄常常有交通。
Brothers often share with us.
但有一个原则，我们要认识，我们要看见。
There is a principle that we need to know and we need to understand.
就是主有旨意，主的旨意必要成就。
That God has a will and God's will be.Accomplish.
而且是他在预备，他在推动他的旨意往前。
He's the one who's preparing and pushing, you know, to this to go forth.
他要在这当中得着人被唤醒。
And through this, he wants to gain people to be awakened.
在他的旨意中有份。
To be have a part in his plan.
这里有一个就是主是主动的主。
That here it tells us that God is one who takes initiative.
我们来看圣经上的一些例子。
We'll look at some examples in the Bible.
读具体的例子。
Not specific ones.
我们知道在撒母耳记上下是讲到神在迦南地怎么建立他的国。
And in Samuel, 1st and 2nd Samuel, it shows to us how God built his kingdom in the land of Canaan.
这是神原先就告诉以色列人的。
God had told the Israelites.
他们经过旷野40年。
That through the 40 years in the wilderness.
然后后来进了迦南地。
Then they enter into Canaan.
到了迦南地。
And when they are there.
人就好像放松了，好像我到了。
They let loose. They already arrived.
他们忘记神的旨意。
They forgot the purpose of God.
就落在了仇敌的手中。
And they fall into the hand of the enemy.
经过几百年的四世纪的时代。
And through hundreds of years in the judges.
到了撒母耳记上开始的时候。
In the beginning of 1 Samuel.
你会发现。
You will notice.
好像帐幕也还在。
The tabernacle is still there.
人也按照节期。来到帐幕那里去
and men do accordingly and go to the tabernacle
也献祭也祷告
offer up sacrifices and they prayed
但是神心中满意吗
but was the Lord pleased
因为在那个帐幕前的服事并不是神所要的
because the service for the tabernacle is not what God wants
好像人可以一直这样生活
man can continue to live this way
但是这个时候你发现神心不能够再等了。
But God cannot wait any longer.
他就让哈拿没有生育。
That he causes Hannah to be barren.
因为神要推动他旨意往前。
He wants to advance his will.
人许多的人都忘记了但是有一个人哈拿借着他的苦难他摸着了神的心意。
Many have forgotten, but Hannah, through her suffering, touches God's will.
所以神赐给她一个儿子撒母耳。
So the Lord gave to her a son, Samuel.
所以她重新把神的同在带到了她百姓当中。
And once again, he brought in the presence of God among his people.
也叫神一直往前的旨意在他的民中可以往前。
That the purpose that is going forward can continue forward.
所以你看是神在背后推动的。
So you see that the hand of God is behind all these.
我们也知道渔民回归的故事。
We also know when the remnant return.
他们在巴比伦已经70年了。
They were in Babylon for 70 years.
他们已经生根建造了。
They took root there and they lived there.
不多的人想到神的事情。
Not many think about things of God.
但是神激动鼓励完。
That the Lord stirred up the heart of Cyrus.
下诏通告全国的人。
To send a proclamation across the entire land.
凡有心的你们都可以回归。
And those who have a heart to return, they can return.
所以是神在背后推动。
God is causing this to go forward.
我们也知道在新约的里面。
We also know in the New Testament.
主要他的见证。
The Lord wants his testimony.
他要在耶路撒冷在犹大全地在撒玛利亚直到地极。
He wants it in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world, end of the earth.
这是主的旨意。
This is God's will.
主怎么成就这些事情的呢
？But how does he accomplish these?
他说他的见证在耶路撒冷和犹大全地。
That his testimony is in Jerusalem and in the land of Judea.
是他差遣圣灵浇灌下来，在五旬节的时候。
At Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came.
所以见证就在耶路撒冷兴起。
And the testimony was raised up in Jerusalem.
当人在那里很满足于在耶路撒冷的光景的时候。
And when men are content with just the condition in Jerusalem.
神的旨意是要往前的。
God's purpose is moving forward.
所以就在耶路撒冷发生了教会受逼迫的事情。
And the church was persecuted in Jerusalem.
所以圣经上说，教会受逼迫，他说门徒就分散到犹大。撒玛利亚各处。
It says when the church has been persecuted in Jerusalem, the disciples they scattered and they went out to Judea and Samaria.
我们也知道这个福音是怎么传到外邦人那里去的。
And we know how the gospel has been preached to the Gentiles.
是神兴起了哥尼流的事。
God raised up the matter of Cornelius.
彼得原先还是不想跟他们传的。
Peter didn't want to preach to them at first.
后来我们也知道保罗传福音传到了马其顿。
And we also know later on Paul preached the gospel all the way to Macedonia.
是因为有一个异象，马其顿的人在求他能够到那边去。
Because of the vision that he saw.
所以我们看到就是神有个旨意，他在背后在推动。
We see that God has a purpose and he's moving his purpose forward.
主的日子近了。
And the day of the Lord is at hand.
主今天在这个世界，在我们当中，也在积极的推动。
The Lord today among us and in this world, He is moving forward.
主是实在是爱我们。
The Lord truly, He loves us.
他没有意思要 surprise， 就是没有让他的百姓一个很。就是好像突然来到，就是趁你不好的时候来抓你。
The Lord didn't mean to surprise us that you know at your worst time I'm going to come get you.
Yeah, 我越想越想，就是神真的是怜悯，他要预备他的百姓。
I see God in His mercy, He's preparing His people.
我们来读两处的经文。
We'll read two passages.
我们还是希伯来书。
Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews 12.
十二章的二十五到二十八节。
Hebrews chapter 12 verses 25 to 28.
我就读中文好了，英文就不。
We'll only read in Chinese.
你们总要谨慎，不可弃绝那向你们说话的，因为那些弃绝在地上警戒他们的尚且不能陶醉，何况那违背那从天上警戒我们的呢？当时他的声音震动的地，但如今他应许说，再一次我不单要震动地，还要震动天。这再一次的话是指明被震动的就是受造之物都要挪去，使那不能不被震动的长城。所以我们既得了不能震动的国，就当感恩，照着神所喜悦的，用虔诚敬畏的心侍奉神。神在这幕后的时代，他要来了。
The Lord is coming in this end time.
他要在地上掌权。
He will rule, he reign on this earth.
但是他在来之前，他说我要再一次，不但要震动地，还要震动天。
That before he come, he said that not only he will shake the earth, but he will also shake the heavens.
如果我们知道神做事的法则的话
，If we know how our God does things,
我们就知道在今天发生的事情并不是一个偶然的事情。
That we know that it is not by coincidence all the things that are happening around us.
他说要再一次震动地。
And once again, he will shake the earth.
就是疫情以来，我们已经感觉地被震动了。
Since the pandemic, we already see that you know we feel that the earth has been shaken.
我们以前感觉有许多东西都可以计划好。
We feel that you know, in the past, we feel we can plan everything.
好像能够照着我所想要的往前走。
That can go forward according to what I have planned.
有一次有一个从国内的父亲我们在一起交谈，然后他说
a parent who came from over from China, we were having a conversation and he shared this.
他疫情对人的一个影响，最可怕的还不是外面的一些难处。
He said that how the pandemic affected people is still not you know, the difficulties outwardly.
他说, 难的就是说, 你越来越不确定, 越来越没把握。
The difficult part is that you're more and more unsure.
他说, 怎么说呢?
He said, you know, how do you say this?
他说, 今天封控,
he said, today you have the lockdown.
明天就解封,
and then it's okay again.
然后后天又封控,
and the next day it's lockdown again.
没有定规的,
there's no set plan.
人根本没办法计划,
you cannot have any plans.
他说在这当中,
and during this,
许多东西被震动了,
many things have been shaken.
被震动掉了,
it's been shaken and gone.
有许多的生命,
lives.
看起来很健康的, 突然没掉了,
very healthy and they're gone.
许多的婚姻,
marriages.
原先都好的,
and they were good.
被震掉了,
and they were gone.
许多的公司,
many companies.
许多的行业,
industries.
被震掉了,
been shaken and gone.
许多的工作机会, 被震掉了,
job opportunities shaken and gone.
人活在不可控的里面, 非常的焦虑,
men live in this uncertainties and they're very anxious.
人非常想回到疫情前的光景,
they want very much to return to prior to pandemic, the life as then.
但他心中知道有一件事, 好像永远回不去了,
but in their hearts, in his heart, he knows that it will never return.
但如果我们从神的眼光来看,
but if we look at it from the viewpoint of God,
这是神主耶稣再来之前的一个震动,
that this is the shaking before the coming of our Lord Jesus.
我们不是在寻找要回到疫情之前的一个情况,
we are not seeking to return to before the condition before the pandemic.
他也说不但是震动地, 他还要震动天,
not only will he is he going to shake the earth, he will going to shake the heaven.
这属天的就是属灵界的,
this the when we speak about the heaven, it's that which is spiritual,
也是跟神有关的事物,
it's of the Lord.
我觉得我会想到两件事情,
it has to do with God. So I thought think about two things.
震动天的,
that which shake the heaven.
其实有位弟兄说,
a brother had said,
他说如果你看在以色列民当中发生的事情,
if you look at what is happening in the people of Israel,
他说你要观察,
you have to observe.
因为在以色列民身上发生的事情跟神的时间表是非常息息相关的,
what happened to the is the people in Israel today has to do with God's timetable.
因为以色列民是神的选民,
because the people of Israel is God's people.
主耶稣再来的时候, 他们全家都要得救,
because when the Lord Jesus returned, they will be saved.
如果你看预言的话,
if you look at the prophecies,
不管是但以理书还是启示录里面,
no matter in Daniel or Revelation,
最后的好像以色列民当中发生的事就是神的timetable, 就是他的时间表,
that what is happening to the Israelites, it's God's timetable.
另外一个就是教会,
another thing is the church.
就是真的疫情当中许多的东西被震动了,
that during the pandemic, many things have been shaken.
Yeah, 我们去新加坡去探亲,
we visited Singapore to visit relatives.
然后跟那边有一位弟兄,
and we have a bit more sharing fellowship with a brother there.
Yeah, 从第一次去他主日的时候, 他们就报告,
the first time when we were there, they announced,
他说希望弟兄姊妹们, 祷告聚会要 in person show up, 就是出现,
they shared, you know, that brothers and sisters, we hope you'll come, you know, in person during prayer meeting.
疫情似乎已经过去很久了,
pandemic has seemed to have long gone.
但是从弟兄的那个报告当中就能够感觉到, 好像祷告聚会实体恢复, 好像一直都还没有恢复,
that from his announcement, we can feel that the in-person prayer meeting hasn't been fully recovered.
许多东西在被震动,
many things are being shaken.
其实我们个人的话,
individually,
可能一个孩子出生啊, 就可以把我们许多原先以为有的都震掉了,
maybe the birth of a child would shake away things that we thought we had.
或者你刚刚得到一份新的工作,
Or maybe it's a new job that you have.
不久就发现有些东西原先以为有的也被挣掉了。
That it already shaken off things that you thought you have.
或者你结婚了。
Or when you get married.
或者在聚会中有一些事情发生。
Or things happen in the meetings.
有些事情有不同的处理方式。
Different ways that things are being taken care of.
好像都可以把我们原先以为有的都挣掉。
All these seem to be able to shake away things that we thought we had.
这是神在怜悯我们。
The Lord is showing us mercy.
这是神在预备我们。
The Lord is preparing us.
他要叫我们，他来的时候，我们身上有的。 是能够存到永远的。
Because he wants that when he returns, what we have in us will remain forever.
他不要我们有一个假象，好像有，但是确实不能够存到永远的。
He doesn't want us to have this kind of like a fake reality, you know, that we have something that but we don't have.
他那里刚才说神要震动。
It says that the Lord wants to shake.
是为要挪去那不能够存到永远的。
In order to remove that which cannot remain.
我在想许多的事情发生，我们常常只是被震动了一下。
I feel that when things happen, we are just being shaken a little bit.
不知道大家如果看新闻，有时候会说，哎呀，在加州又有一个城市有地震了。
You like look at the news and say, oh, you know, another city in California has an earthquake.
3.几级，4.几级。
3.4, 4 point something.
然后听到了，哎，好像警觉一下。And
you are kind of, you know, alert a little bit.
然后就震一下。
And just shaking a little bit.
好像就开车的时候经过一个 bump 就动一下。
Just like when you're driving, you know, and you hit a bump.
好像又可以了。
And then you're all right again.
但神在他百姓中的震动。
But the shaking that God is doing among his people.
他震动了，他要挪去。
When he shakes, he wants to take away.
他震动了，叫人能够醒过来。
He shakes so people will wake up.
到底什么东西能够不被震动的？我们要追求那些东西。
What that cannot be shaken, we ought to pursue those things.
你我希望我们在主面前的认识和追求是不被震动的吗？
Do you desire that what our pursue and our knowing of the Lord, our pursue before Him is cannot be shaken.
愿我们都能够被提醒。
May we all be reminded.
所以, 主也在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们。
In 1 Thessalonians, the Lord also remind us.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
Chapter 5.
第4到第6节
4-6
他说弟兄们你们却不在黑暗里叫那日子临到你们像贼一样你们都是光明之子都是白昼之子你们不是属黑夜的也不是属幽暗的所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样总要警醒谨守
But you, brethren, are not in darkness so that this day should overtake you as a thief. You are all sons of light and sons of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be sober.
所以神要在那里震动。
So the Lord is there shaking.
他在这里也提醒我们, 我们不要睡着了。
Here he reminds us not to be asleep.
他说别人可以睡着。
That others do.
世人可以睡着。
The people of this world can.
但我们是不能够睡着的。Then
we cannot.
他说，因为我们是光明之子，是白昼之子。
Because we are sons of light, sons of day.
虽然我们活在这世界上，
Even though we live on this earth.
好像似乎都一样的事情。
It seems like the same thing.
但在我们的里面有一个不一样的事情。
But in us there is a different thing.
因为我们是神的儿女。
Because we are children of God.
我们的生命是属天的。
Our life is a heavenly home.
我们的家乡是属天的。
Our home is a heavenly home.
所以在今天好像很黑暗、很混乱、很荒凉的时候。
So even today when it's so dark and so chaotic and so it's in ruins.
他说我们要警醒。
We have to be watchful.
黑夜已近，白昼。 将要来,
that the night is dark and the dawn is coming.
我想许多的时候就是我们会忘记我们属天的身份。
Oftentimes we will forget our heavenly citizenship.
有我们属肉体的。
Then because we have the fleshly reasons.
但也有一个不要忘记，我们有个仇敌。
But also remember that we have an enemy.
仇敌会用各样的诡计叫我们睡着。
He will use all kinds of schemes in order that we fall asleep.
叫我们忘记我们的身份。
That we forget who we are.
我就列几样啊。
I'll list a few.
因为我有一个深深的感觉，如果我们不知道仇敌的诡计。
I feel deeply that if we do not know the schemes of the enemy,
我们会落在他的一个网罗的里面。
Then we will fall into his trap.
当我们知道的时候，
But when we know,
我们才能够彼此劝勉，才能够提醒。
That we can remind each other, encourage one another.
第一个的诡计就是我们看路加福音第八章十四节。
In Luke chapter 8, verse 14,
八章十四节，这是撒种的比喻。
The parable of the sower.
Yeah, 就是第十四节。
Verse 14.
他那落在荆棘里的，就是人听得到，走开之后就被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了，便结不出成熟的。
Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity.
Yeah, 当我们在这一个真的要在主面前思想的时候，我们要知道这些危险。
When we come to ponder before the Lord, we have to know these dangers.
他这里有一个仇敌诡计，让我们被今生的思虑、钱财、宴乐挤住了。
Here the scheme of the enemy that we are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life.
我们在这地上过生活，实在有许多的难处，有许多的思虑。
Indeed, we have difficulties and we have cares when we are living on this earth.
但主是要我们在地上是靠着他过地上的生活。
But the Lord wants us to trust in him as we live our lives here.
而不是被今生的思虑所绑住了。
To not be binded by the cares of this world.
要我想到今生的思虑，我就想到人的工作。
When I think about the cares, I think about man's job.
今天的工作能有两个事情让我们就离开了好像这个西安大道。
There are two things, in a matter of job that causes us to leave, from the highways to Zion.
一个就是工作太忙。
One is when we are very busy.
一个就是太爱自己的工作。
And another is we love our job too much.
我们常常把许多的时间。
We spend a lot of time.
把工作做得非常的好。
We do a very good job.
但是我们却忽略了神所要的。
But we neglect what God wants.
我们自己的家。
Our own home.
神的家。
God's our own house, God's house.
我们一不小心的时候。
When we're not careful.
就是说啊，等我把我的弄完，我再弄弄你的。
Wait till I finish mine and I'll do yours.
但要知道。
But to know.
播种有播种的季节。
Sowing, there's a season.
当这个季节一过的时候。
Once the season passes.
你再回来的时候。
When you return.
可能没有机会了。
There'll be no more opportunity.
我又会想到今生的思虑。
When I think about the cares in this life.
特别想到孩子的事情。
I especially think about matters of children.
我觉得在还没有自己孩子的时候。
When I still not have my own child.
前面的弟兄们就好像常常就讲一些见证来鼓励我们一直专心的往前。
And brothers before us, encourages us to focus to go forward with their testimonies.
他说有了孩子不要完全被孩子占据了。
When you have a child or when you have children, do not be completely, you know, occupied by them.
弟兄有一次讲一个故事，就是讲应该是真实的故事。
A brother speak about a story.
就是有一个女儿，她生了孩子，就把这个孩子带到父亲面前，求她的父亲给她祝福。
His daughter bore gave birth to a child and brought the child before her father to have her father bless the child.
好像就是有一个孩子出现， 非常高兴，求你给他祝福。
And it's a joyful matter, you know, so she brought the child before her father, you know, please bless my child.
但这位父亲是啊，忠心爱主的弟兄。
This father is faithful to the Lord and he loves the Lord.
他给他女儿的话是。
So he gave this word to his daughter.
他说如果这个孩子出生能够叫你更爱主，这就是你的祝福。
If this child, the birth of this child can cause you to love the Lord even more, then this is a blessing to you.
如果这个孩子叫你从爱主的光景落下去的时候，说这是一个咒诅。
But should a child cause you to fall from loving the Lord, then this child becomes a curse to you.
我也听过见证。
I've also heard another testimony.
就是一个姊妹她怀孕了。
Sister got pregnant.
所以她就在主面前一直祷告。
So she continued to pray before the Lord.
但曾经有一个祷告是。
And her prayer before.
她说主啊，如果这个孩子出生之后他不信你不爱你，求你不要让他出生。
If this child is born and you know when the child is born and this child grow up not love you, then do not let the child be born.
我也听过一个见证。
I've heard another testimony.
就是一个姊妹怀孕了。
And when the sister was pregnant.
是头一胎。
First child.
啊，但她知道怀孕的时候，心中非常欢喜。
When she knew she was pregnant, she was very joyful.
但不知不觉的，她整个的心思都在那个孩子上。
And but you know, unknowingly, you know, her focus was all on the child.
但后来她流产了。
And later on, she miscarried.
她虽然很伤心，
Even though she grieved,
但是主给了一句话，
But the Lord gave her a word.
你爱这个孩子比爱我更多了。
Do you love this child more than I?
哦，这句话一进来，
When this word came to her,
原先是忧愁的，她感谢主提醒了她。
Before it was grief, but she thanked the Lord because the Lord reminded her.
听起来好像这些好像很严厉。
It seems that these are so that the Lord is being very strict.
为什么弟兄在我们还在年幼的时候，他就把这些见证故事告诉我们？
Well, why brother share with us all these testimonies?
我们是属天的子民。
We are heavenly people.
不要被地上的事情把我们的心完全往下拽。
Do not let the things of this earth to drag you down.
好，这一处是在彼得后书。
In 2 Peter,
彼得后书的第二节到第四节，彼得后书第三章的第二到第四节，是吧？
2 Peter, chapter 3, verse 2 to 4.
他叫你们纪念圣先知预先所说的话和主救主的命令，就是使徒所传给你们的。第一要紧的，该知道在末世必有好讥诮的人随从自己的私欲出来讥诮说，主要降临的应许在哪里呢？因为从列祖睡了以来，万物和起初创造的时候仍是一样。
That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lusts and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of creation.
今天这里有个仇敌的诡计。
Here is the scheme of the enemy.
这个诡计就是让我们好像觉得今天跟昨天一样，明天会跟今天一样。
To make us to deceive us to feel that you know yesterday is just like today, today is just like yesterday.
主不会很快就回来了。
That the Lord is not returning soon.
他说这是好讥诮的人在对神的百姓说。
And these are words of the scoffers.
我们会不会也是有这样的暗中？但我们接下来会不会也有同样的一个想法？
Do we think the same way in, you know, by ourselves?
好像哎，好久了，也听到了主再来的信息，但是主还没回来。
We have heard messages of his coming, but it's been so long, and he's not here yet.
好像又睡回去了。
And we fall back asleep.
但是使徒在这里，他提醒人说。
But the apostle here reminded us.
他们是一群随着自己的私欲 来讥诮地说的。
That these scoffers, they walk according to their own lusts.
他们是故意忘记神的作为的。
That on purpose, they forget the work of the Lord.
但是我们所信的，我们的根据是什么？
But we who believe, what do we base it on?
第三章第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
他说要纪念圣先知和主的命令。
To be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandments of us, the apostle of the Lord and Savior.
主自己是怎么说的？
What the Lord himself said.
要这是仇敌的一个诡计，让我们好像觉得天天这样过都可以。
So it's a scheme of the enemy to make us feel that it is okay if we live this way every day.
忘记了我们是要走锡安大道，一直往上往前的。
To forget that we have to walk on this highway to Zion and we have to continue upward, forward.
第三书的就是提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy.
上次
Chapter 3.
我们弟兄也专门交通了这一段的圣经。
Our brother has shared on this.
就是幕后危险的日子。
The perilous times.
人都是爱自己。
That men are lovers of themselves.
这是一个以己为中心的一个好像一个时代一样。
It's a generation that is self-centered.
不光是世界上是以己为中心。
Not only in this world, people are self-centered.
好像也进入了神的家。
And also enter into the house of God.
所以这是仇敌的一个诡计。
This is a scheme of the enemy.
当一个人，这里好像讲到许多危险。
Here it speaks a lot of dangers here.
但也好像有一条线。
But there is also like a line.
当一个人是以自己为中心的。
When one is self-centered.
他一定是要找宴乐的。
It will seek pleasure.
当他找宴乐的时候，他一定是爱金钱的。
When he seeks pleasure, he will love riches.
所以所有的在主面前的，只有金钱的外貌，没有金钱的实意。
And so, that's why in, before God, that's only a form of piety and denying the power of it.
根部都是关心自己所要的。
Because the root is the person care about what he wants.
所以第三章第五节，它里面有说。有金钱的外貌，却背了金钱的实意。
In chapter 3, verse 5, that's why it says that having a form of godliness but denying its power.
Yeah, 我喜欢它英文的，它是说有一个外面的形式，好像和金钱。
I like that, that it says that it's like, you know, on the outside, it's like a form of godliness.
但是他却不要那里面的真实的能力。
But it doesn't want the power, the true power that is within.
因为真正的敬虔
Because true godliness
就是我们走主的路
We are walking on God's way
我们是舍己背十字架跟从主
And we deny ourselves and walk and we follow the Lord
我们是愿意放下自己
We carry our cross to follow the Lord We are willing to put ourselves down
我们是愿意等候主
We are willing to wait on the Lord
我们是愿意交通
We are willing to have fellowship
但是人以己为中心的时候
But when men are self-centered,
这些都是跟他的所要的是反的。
All these are against what he wants.
他情愿要那个外面的形式。
He'll rather want the outward form.
他不要那个能力。
He doesn't want the power.
但主是怎么说的呢？
But what did God say here?
他说我们要否定我们的自己。
We need to deny ourselves.
我们才能够得到那个生命。
Then we can gain life.
所以仇敌有一个就是让我们专注自己。
So the enemy wants us to focus on ourselves.
就是仅仅有一个外面的形式。
To only have that outward form.
其实我就想最近就是一两年弟兄们的信息。
The messages of our brothers these last 2 years.
就一直在好像在唤醒我们。
Continues to want to wake us up.
其实也是这个环境处在震动。
And in this circumstance, the Lord, is shaking.
我们知道在活在律法规条的里面不是走主的路。
We know that walking in this, the rules, the laws, is not walking in God's way.
人为的组织把它弄得井井有条也不是主的路。
Man's organization making it, all very, tidy, all very, tidy, kind of, it's not walking in God's way.
就是很多的属灵的知识也不是主所要的。
And all the spiritual knowledge is not what God wants either.
但我们常常落在一个蒙蔽的里面，我们在其中，我们还不自知。
But we oftentimes blinded that we are in such a condition and we do not know.
我们好像可以满足的就这样过生活。
And as if we are satisfied just living this way.
但今天主是要震动。
But the Lord is shaking today.
叫我们不在其中。
That we do not remain there.
好，再一处是在希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews 3.
第三章十二到十四节。
13:14。
我就读中文了。
We'll read in Chinese.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存着不信的恶心，把永生神离弃了。总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里刚硬。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。也在这里有一个仇敌的一个好像摆下的一个诡计。
Here is another scheme of the enemy.
叫人里面生发不信的心。
That in man there will be a heart of unbelief.
这个不信的心会借着许多的事来带进来。
This evil heart of unbelief through many things will be brought in.
会借着里面的艰难险阻。
Difficulties and some obstruction, hindrances.
也会借着罪。
Also through sin.
也会借着我们常常的祷告好像不得答应。
And when our prayers are not answered.
也会借着这个世界给我们太 convenient, 就是太方便的东西。
And the world gives us some very convenient things.
它叫我们里面慢慢的那个信靠倚靠主的心就慢慢的失去了。
And gradually we lose that heart, that lean on the Lord, that trust in Him.
如果我们真的回到我们的生活里面。
When we return to our lives.
如果我们在我们去读四福音书的时候。
When we read the Gospels.
我们会发现我们今天的生活真的不是，很多的时候离信心其实都脱节了。
Our lives, our daily living, it's not connected to faith.
有我一个深深的感觉。
I have this deep feeling.
这四年就是 pandemic 是一个 pandemic 一个病毒的 pandemic.
That the pandemic over the 4 years are pandemic of a virus.
但是好像还有一个疾病，那个叫做 unbelieving 病毒。
And there is another disease, another virus. It's like the, you know, unbelieving virus.
因为周遭许多的事情，
and the things that are happening around us,
好像都叫我们有一个不信的心。
It causes us to have an unbelieving heart.
但这里希伯来书的作者鼓励我们。
But here, the author of the Hebrews,
他说我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
It encourages that we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end.
主还是可信的，主是可靠的。
The Lord, He is faithful and trustworthy.
我们不要入了这个世界的迷惑。
Do not go be deceived by the enemy of this world.
不管发生什么的事情，我们都带到主面前来寻求他，经历他。
That no matter what we come, the circumstances we are in, we come and seek him.
Yeah, 我时间到了，我就停在这里。
My time is up. I'll end here.
我最后想讲的就是。
What I want to share at the very end.
愿我们都被提醒，也被鼓励。
That we are being reminded and being encouraged.
主在预备我们等候他的再来。
That the Lord is preparing us for his return.
我们曾经跟随主，许愿跟随主，但后来又灰心的人。
We have promised the Lord that we will follow him and we, those who are being disheartened.
主的路没有变，主给我们的应许没有变。
The Lord's way did not change, has not changed, and also his promises also not changed.
愿我们都能够起来走这锡安的大道。
May we all rise up to walk, on this highway to Zion.
不管你年纪有多轻,
no matter how young you are,
年少的, 年长的,
whether you're young or you're old,
在这不多的时候, 愿我们都能够起来走在锡安的大道。
And in this remaining time, very little time that we have, that we rise up to walk on this highway to Zion.
求主祝福我们, 带领我们。
May the Lord bless us and lead us.
好, 我们一起祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣, 我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
那我们还有时间来到你面前来领受你的话。
When we still have time to come before you to receive your words.
主，我们知道你回来的日子近了。
Lord, we know you're coming soon.
你回来的心也是迫切的。
That your heart wants to come back.
主，因为你来的时候，主，你要得着你的心腹。
Because Lord, when you return, you want to have your bride.
得着一群真认识你心意的人。
To have a people that truly knows your will.
主，愿我们在这个混乱的时代。
Lord, that may we in such chaotic times.
主，艰难的时代。
And in difficult times.
主，我们的心主不睡着。
That our heart do not fall asleep.
主，我们向着锡安的大道上一直往前。
That our heart is set on pilgrimage on this highway to Zion.
因为你应许说。
Because Lord, you have promised.
主啊，向往锡安大道的人能够力上加力，在锡安能够朝见我们的神。
That whose heart are the ways, highways of Zion, that we will go from strength to strength to go to meet you.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
愿你继续带领我们前面的路。
That you continue to lead us in this way.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen.